And the heat is on. Hello, everyone, and welcome. I'm Jessica Sarton for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. Commissioner of Agriculture Julius Johnson has put on a burn ban that is effective immediately to seven Tennessee counties: Cheatham, Dixon, Gibson, Giles, Sumner, Marshall, and Murray.
Under these conditions, when trees are fully leafed out, really what we're seeing in the way of fire occurrence right now are your accidental fires, your carelessness with cigarettes and other fire activity. We're seeing primarily small grass fires, but in some cases we've had some smoldering woods fires that could get very serious if they weren't contained. Not only a loss of property is at risk here, but the loss of lives and the health of our firefighters are at risk. Anytime you're under these kind of conditions, with hot conditions, firefighters can become stressed and subject to heat stress, and so it's prudent that everybody avoid any kind of fire activity at this time.
Tom Womack, Director of Public Affairs at the Department of Agriculture, says that they are advising the public not to burn anything at this time. The ban applies to all open-air burning, which includes campfires and sparks from field equipment and vehicles.
We don't issue permits this time of year, but it's certainly good judgment to not to do any kind of burning at this time.
And judgment is key when it comes to fireworks, as this 4th of July holiday is coming up. Womack advises people to go see a public display this year instead of doing them at home. In areas that are not under a burn ban, the public is asked to refrain from any debris burning until a significant amount of rainfall is received.
It pays for everybody to be prudent. They need to support their local fire department and the forestry division by refraining from any kind of burning or fire activity at this time, including fireworks.
Womack also urges the public to support their local fire departments by checking their burning restrictions and reporting any wildfires in their area. By taking precautions, we can help control the fires in hopes that rain is coming soon. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Jessica Sarton.